Today is the 30th day of the blessed month of Amshir. May God in His goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord and my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day we celebrate the appearance of the head of St. John the Baptist in Homs, Syria. St. John appeared to Abba Martianos, Bishop of Homs, in a vision of and guided him to the where about the head. He founded and celebrated the appearance of a great veneration. The story of the journey of the head of St. John the Baptist started when Herod cut off his holy head because of his marriage to Herodias. It was said that after the feast, he regretted the beheading of St. John. So he hid the holy head in his house. The place of the head and head was unknown for a long time until two Christian men from Homs came to Jerusalem during the holy fast to receive the blessings of the holy places. Night fell on them while passing by Herod's palace, so they spent the night nearby. St. John appeared to one of them and told him about his name and informed him about the place of his head and ordered him to take it to his house. When they woke up, they dug in the place that the saint specified for them. They found the holy head in a pottery vessel. When they opened it, a sweet aroma came out of it. The man who saw the vision took it to his house. He lit a lamp in front of it. After the departure of this man, the head was handed down from one person to another in the city of Homs, until St. John appeared to Abba Martianos, Bishop of Homs, in the later part of the 4th century, and guided him to the place of the head. He found the head, took it, and celebrated for it great feast. The blessing of St. John the Baptist be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year 1687 of the martyrs, the holy and righteous Father Abba Kyrillos, the 116th Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was born in the city of Damanhur to godly and righteous parents. His name was Hazar Yusuf Atta, the Hegumen Tadros al-Baramusi, an elder monk used to frequently visit them. He foretold his monastic life. When he grew, he practiced the monastic life at home, preserving and studying the holy books, church subjects, its rituals and hymns. In July 1927, he went to the monastery of al-Baramus, where he became a monk by the name of Mina al-Baramusi. He chose this name because of his great love for his patron, Saint Mary Mina, the wonder worker. On July 18, 1931, he was ordained a priest. He joined the seminary at Helwan. When he heard that Pope Ioannis, the 113th patriarch, intended to ordain him a bishop, he fled to Upper Egypt and stayed in Saint Shenouda Monastery in Sohag. He returned later on and met the patriarch, who agreed to his request of solitary life and assigned a pious monk, Hegumen Abdul Masih al-Baramusi, to be his spiritual guide. Then he lived in a cave, 1 hour walking distance from the monastery. He only came to the monastery Saturday night to take care of the elder monks, attend Vespers and the Sunday liturgy, to partake of the holy mysteries. Early in 1936, he lived in a deserted mile on the Mu'attam Mount in Old Cairo, where he diligently held a daily liturgy. In 1941, he was assigned to be the abbot of Abba Samuil the Confessor Monastery in Kalamon Mount. He renovated the monastery, the church, and built new cells for the monks. The church was consecrated by the late Bishop Abba Athanasius of Bani Suif, who gave him the rank of Hegumen. In 1947, he returned to Old Cairo, where he built a church after the name of Saint Mina. In that church, several pious monks became his disciples. Many of them later on became bishops of the church. Because of his perpetual prayers and strong faith, he healed the sick, cast out evil spirits, and solved many problems for his visitors. When Pope Yusef II departed, and after the long process of nominations, the elections were concluded at an altar, Lot of woes drown the anchorite Hegemon Mina El Baramusi, who was chosen to be the 116th Pope of Alexandria. His consecration took place on Sunday, May 10, 1959, as Pope Cyril VI. In June 28, 1959, His Holiness consecrated Patriarch Catholics for the Ethiopian Church to strengthen the ties between the sister churches. In November 1955, Pope Kyrillos put the foundation stone of the monastery of the martyr Marimina, the wonder worker in the wilderness of Mariut, and relocated his pure relics to it. In 1967, Pope Kyrillos compounded the Holy Maroon, which was a historical occasion, since this was only done 26 times in the history of Coptic Church. In April the 2nd, 1968, the Immaculate Mother of God, St. Mary, was transfigured on the domes of her church in Zetun. In June 1968, Pope Kyrillos received the relics of St. Mark, after sojourning away from Egypt for close to 11 centuries. He laid it to rest in a reliquary special built under the altar of the great cathedral of St. Mark, which Pope Kyrillos built in the area of Ambarways, Fil Abbasiyya. This cathedral was inaugurated in a magnificent celebration attended by the then President Nasser and the late Emperor Haile Selassie, and delegates from churches all over the world. Pope Kyrillos never forgot that he is a poor monk, Mina the Anchorite. His food was very simple. Many days he would subsist on a meal of dry bread, salt, and cumin after the late divine liturgy, which concluded in the evening. He was delivering and signing midnight praise daily. His daily liturgy was serene and profound. God has accorded his pure father the gift of working great miracles even after his departure, when God wanted to give him rest from the affliction of this present age. He had a brief illness, and on the day of his departure, he received a number of his children. He raised the cross and said, "May the Lord arrange your affairs." Then he delivers the glory be to God forever.
Exeyati age ya mareyati pa arzeno sa exeyos yu enes pire odro mos exeios avakis.